Mr. President! Excited steps clattered down the hall. Then George Washington's secretary burst into the study. The president looked up from his writing desk in surprise.
Tobias, is the coach here already?
No, sir, it's not that. It's outside. Come, quick, please. Washington furrowed his brow, but arose to follow Tobias Lear out back to the mansion's piazza. A keening wail arose from somewhere in the distance, impossible to localize. Tobias shielded his brow with one hand and pointed to the sky.
Look, sir. Can it be some manner of lightning storm? Or the aurora borealis?
A cyclopean curtain of brilliant light obscured their view of the Potomac. The mysterious phenomena appeared to have completely encircled the mount of the estate. Its rays reached up high overhead. Soon the shimmering walls blocked out the sky entirely, and the two men stood staring up from the bottom of a fiery well.
It's like nothing I've ever seen before in my life,
Washington murmured in awe. Tobias nodded.
It beggars belief.
The two men continued to stare in wonderment for a few moments more, and then the spectacular show of light simply vanished, and the river valley below along with it. With a boom of thunder, a chilling blast of frigid air blew past the two men, startling them, but not as much as the new vista that lay before them. Mount Vernon had become an isle of green in a sea of pale Arctic tundra. Where the Potomac had flowed was now a river of another kind, a moving carpet of huge tusked beasts with shaggy fur.
Great God in heaven! It looks like a migration of elephants,
Tobias stammered in disbelief.
Not elephants, Tobias,
Washington corrected, even as he struggled to comprehend the sight below.
Mastodons.